The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
Brittany!
Hey!
Hi! How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You look great.
Thank you.
And you're going through it right now. So,
saying
you look great is like, I mean it.
Thank you.
Because people that go through like separations and stuff, like, aren't leaving their house, aren't being public about it.
No.
And here you are.
I feel like I've had to be very public about
right.
it.
Right. I know.
It's been crazy. You know, the whole public part is something most people don't have to deal with
yeah.
when they're going through something like this.
Yeah. Well, I want to start from the very beginning.
Okay.
Because I was going through some nostalgia thinking of you and when you joined the cast and you were like a little itty baby.
26.
With little itty boobies.
They're obviously different now.
They're different now. I know. What were they then?
Probably like an A or a B. No, I'm not really sure.
I was so mad at him then, by the way.
When?
When he like
wanted me to go bigger.
Yeah. I remember I was never a like Jax, like the people that were against him no matter what he did.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, you know, I enjoy watching reality TV for like the characters that give us good TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with that, I was annoyed.
Well,
but then I realized you liked it.
Yeah. I think that he got a lot of hate because people just thought that he like made me get a big
right.
job, which is not the case at all. But they are way bigger than I want right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll definitely do like a
downsize,
a mommy makeover one day and get them smaller.
Really?
Yeah, because they just keep growing and growing and growing like the Energizer Bunny.
Wait, how do they grow?
Just if my weight fluctuates and stuff, it's just like up and down, like they feel humongous
yeah.
right now. So, and I feel like they make me look bigger than I really am, too.
Right. That's the thing with big boobs.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'm like, I want smaller boobs because like, you know what I mean?
It's hard to dress because I'm like smaller, like down here
right.
and then like up here. So
right.
it's a whole thing.
But, yeah, but people do get like reductions.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And I would definitely do that. It's just.
You want to wait
I
until
want
you're done.
To see if I'm going to have more kids or not, you
right.
know?
Okay.
Never
know. So let's talk about you coming on, boobs aside. You officially joined the cast in season 6, but we met you
season 4.
Season 4.
Oh, yeah.
Were you a fan of the show?
No, I had not ever seen an episode whenever I met Jax. Never, ever.
Are there people that don't believe you? Because you know
yeah.
that people say that.
People still this day think that I got into his DMs and met him like that. And I'm like, I've literally told the story 1,000 times. We were at a bar in Vegas and he approached me at the bar. We met Katie first because my friend Kara was a fan of the show. So I literally took a photo of Kara with Katie and then Schwartz came over and we all went to the bar to take a shot. And then Jax came up.
So how did it get, though, to the point where you're moving to L.A. for him?
We just spent every single night in L.A. or in Vegas together for like 4 days straight. And then I figured we wouldn't talk anymore after that because obviously I found out who he was. Everybody
yeah.
was telling me that he's like this bad boy and stuff. So I go back to Kentucky and every other week I was like flying out to L.A. to see him. And then he like asked me to move in right away, kind of.
Wow.
He was even telling me in Vegas that he wanted me to move to L.A. Like fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he like swept you off your feet.
Yeah. We like definitely had that like love at first sight type romance.
And were you listening to the chatter of people online and people being like, no.
I mean, people were definitely telling me. My mom had to even watch the show. So she like knew who Jax was and stuff.
Oh, my God.
So people definitely were letting me know about who he was. But I don't judge people for their past and stuff. I'd rather like I was more about like how you treat me is what I'm going to go off of.
Do you think that he was partly so into you because you were so different and such a good girl?
I think so. He liked my accent. He was like, he talked about all that stuff. And I think I was just a lot different than all the LA girls.
Right.
So.
And how'd you feel about coming on the show, though?
I was a nervous wreck. It was insane. I barely spoke the first couple times you see me. Like, Jax was definitely the one that carried all the conversations.
Yeah.
Because I was just so nervous.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
And meeting the cast and stuff, too.
Oh, it was so intimidating.
But they kind of, like, took you in.
Oh, yeah. I actually became friends with Katie. Like, that's how we met Jax, because Katie was so nice. And she was like, she was like, let's talk. Like, where are you guys from? Like, she started talking about our accents and stuff, because my friend Kara that I was visiting, she's from Kentucky as well. So that's kind of how the ice was broken there. And then Sheena was like nice to me right away. Got really close to Sheena whenever I moved to LA. They were actually nice to me.
Lala was the only one that you had a little bit of a...
Yeah, that's so funny.
Isn't that funny looking like, back?
Oh
like seeing
gosh.
You guys like fight.
Yeah. Well, I had to like confront her.
Yeah.
And really it was Jax that was being a flirty asshole.
I remember
the whole time.
That. Yeah. How are you now, you and Lala?
We're great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love her.
Good. Yeah. I love her too. There is something going around on TikTok, I think, that's saying that they did hook up. Have you seen that?
I don't think they ever hooked up.
No?
No. She would have told me by now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore.
I mean, you never know in this friend group. We just found out about Sheena and Schwartz.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Did you know about that?
No, I don't think I knew about it. Like, unless she told me one night drunkenly and I forgot. But she's never mentioned it to me.
What did you think when you saw that?
I was just like, what? Like, she tells me all these crazy stories all the time. So the fact that that one was left out was weird to me.
Yeah.
But
do you believe it that it was just like not a full on makeout, that it was just like a little kiss or?
I do believe it. I feel like it was probably just a drunken Vegas thing.
You know?
And she probably felt like guilty about it because he was dating Katie and she was dating Shay. So that's probably why she didn't tell anybody.
I know. I feel like that's more I feel like the shocking part is more that Sheena did it to Shay.
Yeah.
Then Schwartz did it to Katie, because we know that
he's made out with multiple girls.
Yeah.
It was on the show.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about Quince if you haven't heard about it, because I want to help you transform the way you shop and upgrade your wardrobe and get some luxury essentials at really, really great prices. Quince has some really good stuff, you guys. I'm talking cashmere sweaters for $50, cotton sweaters that are organic, silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and that's all from Quince. And Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They partner with top factories. They just cut out the middleman, and that's how we are getting all these savings. I have so many Quince stuff, and like, everyone around me like knows about Quince, and I'm so impressed. I'm like, oh my God, you shop there? And I'm like, oh duh, like, I'm not the only one that knows about, you know, all the secrets of the trade. I have really great cashmere, like short sleeve cashmere sweaters from them, linen tops, both long and short, linen pants, really good white ones that I wore throughout the summer, including to the US Open. So Quince has some really good stuff, you guys. Time to check it out and indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/notskinny for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Yep, that's 1 year. That's Quince, quince.com/notskinny to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/notskinny. Even though I am Jewish and we have this superstition where we don't get baby stuff before time, there is some stuff that I'm like, shh, nobody's looking. Having it ready to go for when the baby comes. So one of those things is the Dreamland baby swaddle. Okay, you guys, it's a weighted baby swaddle, and I highly recommend it. I used it for Noah. Here's the thing about swaddles. Nobody tells you, like, before you have your first baby. Now I know swaddles, but like, I didn't know, like, swaddling is a huge fucking part of having a baby. It's literally wild. Like, at the hospital, you see the nurses do it with their eyes freaking closed. And you're like, how will I ever learn to do it? Here's the truth about me. I looked at videos. I've watched tutorials. I can't do it out of like a piece of cloth. I need like a ready to go swaddle that like has Velcro, makes it easy. And like, thank you very much. So if you guys don't know about baby swaddling, the baby is like in your womb for so long, and they're used to being just like tightly hugged by your insides, which is kind of gross, but also kind of cute. And swaddles are the outside world's version of that. And what I love about Dreamland Baby Weighted Swaddle is that it's weighted, as in the name, so it gives them even more of that feeling of like comfort and just held. So I highly recommend it, you guys. Get 20% off site-wide with my code NOTSKINNY. Go to dreamlandbabyco.com, enter my code NOTSKINNY at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide and free shipping. The offer is for new and existing customers.
So everybody loved you on the show. Like I said, you really fit in.
Thank you.
So quickly. And people were rooting for you
mm-hmm.
with everything going on with Jax, especially season 6.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So how upset were you when you weren't coming back for season 8?
It was really weird. Well, we were on season 8. We didn't come back for season 9.
Yeah.
But it was really weird because at that point, our whole relationship had been on camera. So it was going to be a new part of our relationship also that we were going to go through. But, it was a much needed break for us as well, because Jax was kind of getting a little big headed, a little ego-y towards the end of it, like not wanting to show up for certain things and kind of taking things for granted. And he'll say this himself. So he felt like he needed that time to like really like understand. And now he's like ready to come back, and he's like so much better with that kind of stuff.
Would you have stayed without him, or was that a no, not even a question for you?
I mean, if him and I would have broken up, I would have stayed.
Right, because how would you do it if you're together, you mean?
Exactly, yeah. Because we were married by that point.
It's funny that you're saying his ego got big and now he learned. Like, you're still defending him, whereas, like, still now his ego is so big. Like, he basically says that he created the valley.
He kind of did. Yeah, he actually kind of did. Listen, I think it's just kind of, like, my natural thing to, like, try to really take up for him. And I know it sucks and I shouldn't do that, but...
Are you like that with everybody you love?
Uh-huh. I'm ride or die. Like, I've got your back no matter what. But, you know, I can see how stupid I look on the valley when I'm like, he didn't mean it. He shouldn't have pulled his pants down.
No.
Like, the stupidest thing.
But do you still believe that? Like, about the pants. Are you still siding with Jax on the pants pulling down?
Oh, I think it was so stupid, obviously. Yeah. Like, I think that it was, like, very childish. But also, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I see.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
But what I'm saying is his ego is still big.
Oh, his ego is still big. Like, whenever I say that, it's because he was being like so weird. Like, he didn't want to go to Malibu because he said it would take too long to drive and do a scene there. Mm-hmm. He's like, we could do a scene here and it'd be the exact same.
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of getting like that. And you can't be like that if you're trying to make a show. So,
like a diva.
Yeah, he was being a diva.
He was being a diva.
Yeah. So he at least doesn't do that part anymore.
So did you have any resentment though? Like, we're not on this show anymore because of you, and I could be with all my friends and be still on TV.
I mean, a little bit, but there was so much going on at the time. Like, it was COVID. I was pregnant. There was just like so many different things that was happening. So I'm kind of glad we weren't on.
Really?
At that point. Yeah, because I had like a hard pregnancy.
Right, you were saying you had a hyperemesis.
Yes.
Don't know. Yeah.
And my postpartum was pretty intense. And
you would have had to film that.
Yeah, I would have had to film that. So like, I'd give all the props to like Sheena for going through that. And
I mean, she's still going through it kind of on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's still dealing with the aftermath of giving birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a long time. And for me, I had gained so much weight, and I just like, people are so hard on me, I feel like, in the media and everything, that I'm just glad I didn't have to deal with that publicly.
Do you think people are harder on you than on other cast members?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's because you're nice and...
Yeah.
Really?
I know that sounds weird, but I don't, like, I take everything, I'm very sensitive, and I take things, like, personally whenever I shouldn't, because it hurts my feelings. Like, I'm the type of person that's like, I don't understand what I did to you to, like, make you be mean to me, you know?
First of all, it's a valid, very sincere question about trolls.
Yeah.
It's like, what did I do to you?
Yeah.
That you're so mean.
Yeah, it can, like, really get me down sometimes. I try not to, but I'm such a people pleaser. I know that about myself, and I just try to, like, I'm always wanting everybody to be happy, everybody to get along. Like, that's kind of, like, that's who I am.
Yeah.
So when somebody random is, like, going after my character or, like, spreading lies or doing whatever, it just, like, really gets to me.
So is this stuff that gets you, it sounds like, more about, does it get to you more when it's about who you are as a person or about, like, your appearance or stuff like that?
I mean... More about they're going after my character, because I feel like I've never shown like a mean side or anything. Like,
right.
But I also feel like I get a lot more heat because I don't normally go off on people, but like one time I like popped off on James at like a reunion. Everybody was so mad at me. I'm like, so I'm not supposed to ever take up for myself.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I get backed into a corner a little bit with that kind of stuff.
I feel like we do get to see a little bit of that side of you on the Valley now, where you do talk, you speak up for yourself more.
Oh, for sure.
We're seeing that. Like, do you think it has to do with maybe you feel like more confident? Because Vanderpump, you came in new.
Yeah.
And you were always going to be newer than, you know, the OGs. Exactly. And here you're the OG.
I am. I'm the OG. It's crazy. And I also think I've just gotten stronger after I had my son and kind of like woke me up a little bit. And this season on the Valley, I think you're going to gradually see me continue to get stronger.
Mm, good.
So, yeah.
How did you feel this season? The girls on Vanderpump kind of brought up your relationship. They were talking about... They were at lunch and they were saying like rumors about Jax and Brittany.
I mean, we all are still very close friends. Yeah. Like, even though we're on the Valley, they're on Vanderpump Rules. Like, we all know each other.
Right.
Everybody in our cast knows everybody on Vanderpump. We're still around each other all the time. And I think that there's always things about Jax and like rumors going around. And I don't believe that they're true. Right. I mean, who knows what he's doing right now? But like back then,
you didn't believe it.
No. Ever since we've been married, I really don't think he's cheated.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you, because I know when the Faith thing happened on season 6, you made sure to know all the details. You heard the recording, like you found out, you legitimized it. So when you hear rumors about him during your marriage, have you checked them out?
We investigate.
You investigate. Yeah. And you haven't found basis to those things.
No, I have like all of his passwords. I have his social media accounts. I've got all that stuff. And also that what they were talking about was like a picture on Reddit, and it was like the bar owner's wife that took it, and he was there too. So like people just see a picture and they like kind of run with it.
Yeah.
But also like Janet on the Valley, she's like really good at doing that investigation stuff, just like Kristen. So like they'll like dig deep and find out every single detail. So we debunked it. We knew it wasn't true by the time that it
did. Do you get like annoyed with the girls on Vanderpump, like why would you bring up my relationship kind of thing on the show?
It was kind of weird since we're not on the show anymore.
Right.
But also, like, the Valley was getting ready to do a crossover, so
you're like, oh, not bad.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, not bad product placement over there.
I mean, even though we weren't on Vanderpump, there was always flashbacks of us.
Right.
So I was like, Jax is still basically a cast member.
Pumping up that ego again. Yeah. So do you have any FOMO watching Vanderpump, though, or have you moved on from that?
I don't really watch it all the time.
Mm.
But I do obviously see, I get tagged in everything and I know what's going on because I'm so close with like Sheena and Lala. I saw Ariana last night in Chicago, by the way. She did awesome.
Oh, yeah. She's so good.
So good.
Are you close with her?
Yes. Mm. And Tom Schwartz is like always around us, too. So like they're very much in our lives.
And Sandoval and Jax are like...
They're starting to be like friends again. It's very weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Because Jax really leaned into the Sandoval train.
He did.
So how do they move? I mean, this group moves past Wilder shit, but they move past it and they're like buddies now.
I think it's because Tom and Jax were friends longer than anybody. Like they kind of started that whole Vanderpump group. Like, they modeled together way back when.
Yeah.
And I think that over time, Jax started realizing, like, you know, yeah, what he did was bad, but he didn't, like, kill anybody. So there's, you know, that's kind of how he was, like, taking it. And Jax is, like, the last person that could, like, really judge something.
I mean, but he did.
Yeah.
But he did.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
He was hard on him.
He did. And he told him these things to his face, too. It's not like he just said it behind his back. So I think they were able to get over it after some
time. And what about you? Are you cool with Sandoval?
I mean, he's nice to me and I'm nice to him, but it's not like I'm like texting him or or meeting up with him or anything like that.
Like, not like
no, but he comes to our bar a lot. So I'll like see him.
Is that weird that he's supportive of? I would think that he would be competitive with your bar.
They're so different. Ours is like such more of like a sports bar. Theirs is a little bit like fancier kind of.
Yeah.
Like they're not really. I don't really think that they're
so they don't see competition in it.
I don't see competition.
And it's going well.
Yeah.
Jax is.
Yeah. It's going really good.
And you're part of it.
Yes.
I mean, Jax said on the show, but what do you do there at the bar?
I helped with like a lot of the design and stuff. And I've got like Mamaw's beer cheese on the menu and like different drinks and this and that. And of course we go in and like a lot of it is us like promoting and getting people in and doing like different parties and different things like that.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be fun. It could be.
It could be a lot.
Yeah. It could be a lot.
Does Jax have shares in the place?
Yeah, we do. It's just. Our partners are like so great. We already had a place, so we were able to get it open in like 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Like very fast.
So it's not just his name. no. on the bar.
Yeah.
I see.
So, yeah, it's like, you know, but we're kind of the face of it.
The face of yeah. it. Kind of like Tom Tom.
Yeah.
So now you're separated. You have a son together.
Mm-hmm.
You're working at the bar together. You do a podcast together.
Mm-hmm.
You were just doing Easter together.
Mm-hmm.
You were just seen in Malibu together. You're a lot together.
We are, but it seems like we're together a lot more than we are, but I'm still staying in a separate house, but.
And you had to get an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Explain that.
So we just got into a big fight and I was just kind of like, okay, I'm packing up and me and Cruz are getting out of this toxic environment. So I went and got an Airbnb for a month and then it turned into 2 months, 3 months. So I've been in an Airbnb since January 24th, right before my birthday.
What happened on your birthday? Did he wish you happy birthday?
I didn't invite him out.
Did he try to talk to you and wish you happy birthday, buy you a gift?
Yeah, he like was wishing me happy birthday and stuff, but like we weren't posting about each other or anything like that. So people started to notice. That's the only reason I even said anything publicly is because like the Instagram investigators could tell that I was staying in a different house.
That is wild because when I started hearing about it, I was like, no way, you know? And then it's like, way.
Yeah. A lot of people thought it was a publicity stunt.
I mean, people, yeah, that's, and I was, I mean, I'm naive in general. I never think things are publicity stunts, but I'm like, no way.
Like, that was another thing with my sensitive soul that like really hurt my feelings because like, I feel like people should know my character. I would never do that. And I would never put my son through this
yeah.
if it wasn't real. But like, I feel like I've gotten so much stronger and I just like had enough. I hit my breaking point and I just was like, I have to get out of here. And good. Jax is really stubborn. So he was not about to leave the house, even if I paid for the Airbnb, which I offered.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Why, do you have like separate finances?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you're probably happy about that.
Yes, very.
And what about Cruz? How is he doing?
Like, he's actually doing really good. I think he's like thriving a little bit. And that kind of breaks my heart because I feel like we were just arguing in front of him. And that's one of the main reasons I was like, I have to get out of here. Because he doesn't deserve that.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve that. So once I had him, it was just like a veil was lifted and I could just see everything that I was going through. And I just hit my breaking point. They always say when a woman hits their breaking point, it's like over.
Are we ever going to know what that breaking point was? Like, is it going to be on the show? Are you going to share it at any point?
We do pick up the cameras again. So, you know, we filmed over the summer. So it's been like 6 or 7 months since we started filming. But we picked cameras back up for a couple of days so that we could document what was going on now.
So then people will find out kind of what that big fight was.
Mm-hmm. But a little bit more into it. I mean, I don't really go into like too much detail, but.
But it sounds like it's not about cheating.
No, no, no.
It's more about behaviors.
More about respect and taking me for granted and different things like that. So.
And people have been asking you a lot. In the last, you know, couple months it's been going on. Like what? Because it's a separation.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't file for divorce.
Right.
You might give him a second chance. Mm-hmm. It depends on what?
I don't know. I'm like so up in the air right now. Like right now I'm like loving my space.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel really glad about my space and not being like with him right now. If that he would have to do a lot of work to change my mind. So it's kind of like in his hands if he's going to do the things that I've asked for him to do.
Does it seem like he will?
In the beginning, he did not want me to leave, but now he's kind of more like sunken
into
the fact.
He's leaning in.
Yeah, he's leaning in a little bit, and it's like, okay, if you're not going to work on it, then I'm definitely gone. So
yeah.
It just kind of depends on what's going to, it depends on him.
It does look like he's leaning in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see him at the bar. I mean, not that that's, you know, really you can know what anybody's going through on social media,
yeah.
But I mean, I'm thinking about Jax as a person, and like, yes, he loves you and is probably so dependent on you and needs you around.
Oh, very dependent on me.
But maybe he's seeing this other life. Like, wait, I could be out here again.
I think he's like enjoying his space as well. But like, there's just a lot of internal things that he needs to fix.
So how do you separate that and then record a podcast? Separate that, see him at the bar.
I will literally put my headphones in and ride in the car with him and then just do my podcast.
Stop.
As a job. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And not like have small talk, chit chat, coffee. Like,
I will be honest, if we have small talk, we end up fighting.
Really?
Yeah.
So, what was happening in Malibu when you were hanging out?
That was actually okay because it was Easter and that's super important to me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted Cruz to have a good day. So, we kind of got into a little tiff before we got to Easter, but one of our friends also was proposing that day. So, it wasn't like about us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of just made it.
You were able to do
that. Yeah.
Well, good for you. I want you to know that, like, the people have your back.
thank you.
Even if you see like mean things on the internet.
Yeah.
Most people think you deserve more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I've been definitely getting a lot of support. And whenever I say like I do get a lot of like hate and stuff, there's always way more people that support.
Oh, I'm aware that like the hate can be 5%, but it's so loud.
Exactly. Totally. Exactly. Totally. So I do have a lot of support and a lot of people are so kind to me. It just, you know, going through a lot publicly can be very hard.
Do you feel like you have the strength to go through with like a permanent separation? Like to be like, we're done, we're living, you know?
It's going
to
be really hard. I love my house, and that's like one of the biggest.
You're like Tom Sandoval over here.
It's hard. Yeah. I mean, that's my house too. Yeah. Like, you know, like that's my home where I raised my son.
Yeah.
And I really love it. So like things like that are hard. And like, I don't know how I feel when he starts dating somebody, if I start dating somebody.
Well, what are the rules now, like of the separation? Are there intimacy rules?
We don't really like, it's hard to have a conversation with Jax.
I mean, about that, it's also like weird.
He doesn't really like, you can't just like sit down and have like a meaningful conversation with him. It always turns into an argument. He always gets defensive. It's like really hard for me to do those things. I'll try, but it doesn't really get anywhere. But I mean, I'm down to like hang out with somebody. I think separation is all about like figuring out what you want in your future.
Really?
You know?
Damn, so. Brittany. Okay. Okay. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I mean, I can if I want to.
So does that mean he can?
I mean, if he wants to.
Yeah. But are you hearing stuff lately or no?
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. Yeah. I think he's very much like, I don't want to do that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whatever. Give you like another month and we'll see how you're acting then.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys haven't seen the trailer for The Challengers, where have you been? It's with our fave Zendaya, opposite her co-stars Jash O'Connor and Mike Feist. The director is Luca Guadagnino. You might know him from Call Me By Your Name with our fave Timothy Chalamet. He's a director. You wanna watch his movies. Let me just tell you that. If you want to be turned on, you gotta watch Luca's movies, okay? Also, Zendaya, we're seeing her in this really adult role, really different than what we're used to. She looks like freaking unstoppable. She stars as Tashi Duncan, a tennis prodigy who turns to coaching because she suffers an injury. Tashi tries to help her husband, Art, played by Mike Feist. So she really tries to help him by signing him up to a challenger event close to the lowest level of tournament of the Pro Tour. Things get complicated when he has to play against her ex-boyfriend and his former best friend, Patrick, played by Jash O'Connor. Okay. Zendaya is sexy. She's powerful. And you do not want to miss this movie. You guys, I'm so excited about it. Like, could hardly keep my cool in the trailer. So see Challengers only in theaters, April 26. Don't miss out on it, you guys. April 26, Challengers comes out.
You really did get a lot stronger. And speaking of, you're like, Jax can never own up to anything.
Yeah.
It's like, I was watching some clips from season 6, and it is a mind. I don't know if we knew the term gaslighting then.
Oh, yeah.
As like we do today.
Yeah.
But like, wow, the fact that he managed to flip the faith thing on you because you played the audio is wild.
So think about dealing with stuff like that for 9 years and putting up with it and how much that weighed on me over all these years.
And you felt bad.
I was so in love, and like he literally like made me feel that way. It's a manipulation. Like he knew how
it really is.
Yeah.
Like we use gaslighting very loosely.
Yeah.
But that is flipping the script, making somebody somehow managing to make you feel bad when he did the most awful shit.
Yes.
And also his friend support. I mean, Sandoval supported that. He was yelling at Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, yeah, that's so fucked up that Britney did that. And I'm like, what?
I'm like, what's fucked up is the recording in the first place.
Right.
Not that I played it.
But Britney, you forgave that.
I did. I forgave so much in our relationship. And I'm glad that I have my son. Like, right. At least I have that out of it.
So you can, like, yeah, it's hard to regret when you have that.
Exactly. Because Cruz is the best thing in my life.
Yeah.
So that's worth any of the hard things I've been through. But that's why I know I've gotten so much stronger. Because, like, if that was to happen to me now, there's no way in hell I would stay with him or put up with it anymore. Like, I've gotten so much stronger.
Oh, you think that today you wouldn't have?
Oh, gosh, no.
Really?
There's absolutely no way I would stay with him after that.
After that.
Mm-mm.
And you had sex with him after that, like the night, that night or something.
It was a couple of days later. And that was like very weird. But I've talked to like other women about that. And I feel like it's like an ownership
like
type thing.
Like a reactive thing.
Yes. Yeah. Which is very weird. I know. But that's just kind of what it was like. Yeah.
Have you gone to therapy to like talk through this stuff ever?
We've done it a couple times. But
together you've done it.
Yeah. But it was always on a show and stuff. So it's like hard to.
Yeah.
You know, and now I really want him to go. That's part of what I'm talking about.
I feel like for you.
I haven't myself. No, I probably should because it's hard for me to express my emotions a lot. But like I also keep a lot of things in because I always try to be positive.
Yeah.
So like it'll just like kind of crush you over time.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, even what you're saying right now, like, you know, just the face stuff, forgiving him. Doing, you know, being intimate with him after what you're saying, you even learned as like a coping mechanism.
Oh, for sure.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. And I've spoke to other women about it and they were like, I did the same thing. It's weird. It's very weird.
It's like So you're saying looking back today, you would have done things differently.
If it was me now.
If it was you
I
now.
Would be completely different.
Yeah.
Than I was back
even
then.
I was watching that scene when you're in bed and he like, breaks up with you.
That was really weird.
You were in shock your life.
So that was very crazy because as soon as I like ran out of the house.
I remember.
And he's calling me 25 times. I don't want to break up. I don't want to break up. None of that was even on the show. Like it just looks like that he left me.
Yeah.
But in reality, I actually left him and I broke up with him for like 3 months. And he would call me like 100 times a day over and over. I went traveling with Sheena, hooked up with my ex. Like I was doing all the things. And then eventually he won me back.
He won you back.
Yeah. But that was also a mind fuck whenever he like tried to break up with me on camera after embarrassing me publicly all season. It was really hard.
I know. And like, do you think that because a lot of women that get betrayed like that, even though they forgive, if they decide to stay and forgive, it stays with them and it can come up in a fight 5 years later, 6 years later. I was just seeing on Summer House, like Amanda Batula brought it up to Kyle, you know, or about Kyle. And I'm like, wow, she's still there. You know what I mean? Or even seeing Katie emotional about Schwartz. We're like, she left Schwartz. She doesn't give a fuck about him anymore. She's living her life. But you could tell that she still has that like emotion towards like the shit that he did.
Yeah.
Did it kind of stay with your relationship?
Oh, yeah. It was hard for a very long time. And I can still go there if I really want to.
Yeah.
But I try not to.
Because it's like not a low blow, but it's like an easy.
Oh, yeah. It's an easy way to like fight with him or whatever.
Right.
But honestly, like this goes back to Jack's not being able to communicate. Like anytime I ever brought it up, it was always shut down. Like I was never really able to express my emotions or how I felt throughout that whole situation because he always would shut it down. I'm not going to fight about this 24/7 just because the show's back on. You're not, and we're reliving it. I'm not going to fight about it. Like he would always shut me down where I felt like I couldn't even talk about it.
That's fucked up.
It is.
It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
So random. Did you see that he liked a comment somebody left on one of his Instagrams saying you should have married Stassi?
What?
He liked it.
He liked it?
Yeah. Is that not weird?
Very weird.
I know.
That is so creepy.
I know. I know. Okay. Let's talk about the Valley.
Okay.
I just want to tell people it's getting fucking good.
Yeah, it is.
It's getting good.
Yes.
And even with the first episode, I remember watching the first episode and being like, okay. We're not there yet, but well, the coming scenes look really good.
Yeah, we had to introduce the new cast members, you know?
Yeah, I think the introductions are always like, you know?
Because everybody's brand new, but me, Kristen, and Jack.
Right, so you're like, don't care. And then all of a sudden I'm like, invested.
I care.
I care.
Which we knew it was going to be like that. Even like talking to my producers and stuff, they're like, it gets really good. It picks up and, you know.
Why do you think Jax hates Luke so much?
They're a lot closer now, but in the beginning we just were not close and we didn't really know him. He was going back and forth between Colorado and LA. He seemed very different than Kristen. So
I mean,
but I love him now.
It's gonna last?
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah,
you never know.
And what's the like Kristen and Alex, we hear a lot about this Alex guy. We see him, Jax invites him to guys night. did you like him?
Yeah. So Alex was actually our friend before they started dating. Mm. That's why.
Everybody's, right? Like, was he also like Katie's friend?
Yeah, Schwartz, everybody. Okay. So he's been around for years and years and years. And that's what Jax kept saying. Like, he's my friend before you guys started dating. So now that you broke up, like, am I supposed to not be his friend anymore?
Yeah.
So that's why I got what Jax was saying more than like a viewer watching the show, because they don't really realize that like he's always been around. They just have never seen him before.
But is there a conflicting, because on the last episode, we hear like Kristen is saying he's like toxic and all these things, but it sounds like there's like a different story. True, there's two sides of the stories and the truth.
They had definitely had a hard breakup, and I was there for Kristen through all of that. So like, for me, like, I'm not going to have a party and invite Alex and Kristen at the same time.
Right.
Like, if it was a guy's night and they're out hanging out, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, Kristen wasn't around. And Luke was just getting started to hang out with the guys. Like, like I said, we didn't really know him at that point.
Yeah.
But now he's a lot closer to everybody. So I know it looks weird.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, I also was like, I was around Stassi, Kristen, Rachel, like, as soon as I came to L.A.
Right.
You know? But...
were you scared to start filming again in general? Like, wait, how is this going to affect the relationship, our lives? Like,
a little bit. Because.
And it kind of did, though.
Well, I feel like.
Or you don't think it's because of the show?
I don't think it was because of the show. It got worse after we stopped filming. Like, things got worse and we were fighting all the time. Like, it was to the point where he would leave a cabinet open and I was like freaking out. Like, little things like that. Just like the ick, you know?
So bad. Yeah.
And it was just. I couldn't do it anymore, you know? I deserve to be happy.
You do.
You know?
You do.
Yeah.
And Michelle and Jesse, did they break up because of the show, you think?
They were already having their issues. Like, Michelle talks about it on the show. Like, she, even in, like, last October, wanted to separate from him. And then I think, like, having the show also makes you, like, front, like, really head-on face things that you might not, in, like, your normal day to day.
Yeah.
So I think it also just like brought out that and like how unhappy she was.
So how's that going to work out if they're separated and filming and you guys?
Know. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be really crazy.
I think that they're going to be fully done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas you're not sure at all.
I'm not really sure, but I don't see us getting back anytime soon.
You don't.
Mm-mm.
Wow, Brittany.
I know. He's going to kill me when he watches this.
He is.
Probably.
Yeah, you guys have really different vibes about the separation.
But it's because I left.
Oh, because you left.
Yeah.
So he's like, what? His ego? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on?
All of it. Yeah.
But if you say tomorrow, I want to come back home.
I just feel like things will go back to exactly how they were.
Would he be happy about it?
I think so. We don't really, like... Some days he's like, well, I'm happy. Like, you don't see me crying. Like, he'll say, like, mean crap like that. And then other days he's, like, completely different. He wants me to move back into the house and live in the main bedroom and him live in the guest bedroom. I'm like, we are not pulling a Tom and Ariana.
Oh, man, he really wants a Tom and Ariana.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not happening.
Oh, my God.
I'll just keep spending a shit ton of money on Airbnbs until we figure out what we're going to do.
I mean, that's also annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're and half still, in the house.
And I'm still paying for all the bills at my house. And then I have Airbnb, too.
Like, you're paying half of the bills?
No, I pay all the bills. Jax pays the mortgage. I pay all the bills.
Yeah.
We have everything very, like, split up.
But is your name on that house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I put down just as much money as Jax did
okay.
to buy it, yeah.
So you put down just as much money, but he's paying the mortgage.
Right, but I pay all the bills and all the stuff for school and cruise and
oh wow,
insurance and car and all that, yeah.
Wow. So Zach is on the show, your bestie.
Yeah.
He's your bestie from home.
Yes, I've known him since college. I used to cheer at EKU for college and... one of the guys that I cheered with started dating him and we just all stayed best friends.
So he moved to LA kind of for you.
He moved to LA 6 months after I did. He took care of me whenever I got my boob job.
And are you just as close still?
Yes, I love him.
And everyone kind of is besties with him now.
Yeah, him and Kristen got super close.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, stop trying to steal my friends.
I know. But I mean,
I love it. I love it that they're friends.
In this last episode, we have some Kristen drama.
Mm-hmm.
She was angry that Jax invited
Alex,
yeah. The ex, to date night. And from there, it's like a quick switch. And she throws Janet under the bus and says, before you started filming, Janet says that Michelle is a racist Republican.
Right.
From there, everyone's like, that's not even true.
No.
it was deduced from something else, some bill that she was talking about.
Yeah, I think it got like the gang of telephone just made it worse and worse right. and worse as it went along. So
but why? How do you explain Kristen doing that? Like we talked about, she's a veteran. She knows what she's doing.
I think
why would she go down that path given her history?
I think she was so upset about Alex being there that she just like wanted to pop something off so that all the pressure wasn't on her. I don't know why she would think to talk about race at all.
Yeah,
that's why we are so upset, because like to bring that up on camera after everything that's happened, it was yeah. just kind of like, oh my gosh, like we know what that could do to somebody.
Yeah.
And she, even Kristen knows that Michelle isn't like that. So she definitely regrets.
Well, she was hurting
that.
Michelle.
Yeah.
She thought she was hurting
Janet.
Probably. Yeah. Does she have some beef with Janet that we're not seeing yet?
They all have beef all summer.
They all have beef.
Yeah.
So maybe she was doing it to piss off Janet, but she's actually like, you know, making her friend Michelle, who looks like innocent in this situation, look bad.
Yeah. Michelle was kind of like, what is happening?
She
like,
probably
where
didn't
is
even
it coming
understand.
From? She didn't understand. It was very, very, very weird.
And so with Kristen, do you trust her? Because she even says on this episode, yeah, I'm a truth teller. I'm in this era. I say everything. I don't give a fuck. And my thing with Kristen was always like, she kind of like you say about yourself, ride or die. Mm-hmm. Like she does give that energy about her friends.
I feel like me and Kristen have a lot closer relationship than she had with like Janet or Michelle or anybody like that. So I do trust Kristen. Like I really do. She's been there for me like so much, especially through my separation.
Yeah.
Like she's definitely been there for me. So I do. I honestly do trust Kristen. Yeah.
You do.
I don't see her popping off on me like that.
Yeah.
I really don't.
You would kill her.
Yeah.
What does she say? Like, what is she saying in your ear now? Like, is she telling you you should end it for good? Like, what are your friends saying? What's your family saying?
Kind of everybody's just like, whatever you want to do, we have your back. Like, you know, they all know the story. A lot of people say that I shouldn't go back with him.
What about your mom?
She's just worried.
She's around a lot. We see her on the... So does she live with you guys or...
She gets to stay with me every August for the whole month.
So that's just like 1 month.
Yeah. So she got to stay for 1 month and we happened to film this year. So she was also here last August as well. Not on camera.
But other than that, how often does she come out?
She'll come out normally for Cruz's birthday and like stuff like that. And then I go to Kentucky like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, you do? Year.
Yeah.
So, but she gets to see a relationship. Like,
she understands.
So she's not like, I want something better for my daughter.
Oh yeah, she definitely wants something better, but she also is like, whatever you need, I'm here for you. I support you, whatever. But she understands how I got to where I am for sure. She sees it.
I know she was there and I was like, I wonder what she is thinking.
Yeah, she definitely sees it.
Well, like we talked about, Jax says he created the show. You were saying he kind of did. Can you give us more info on that?
Yeah, like he definitely spearheaded the show. Like he like went and met up with Alex Baskin and was like, we're ready to come back. Let's do it. Instead of doing the Vanderpump spinoff like we were originally going to do. I know they're still calling it a Vanderpump spinoff because of me, Jax, and Kristen. But back in the day,
it was supposed to be
Stassi. It was supposed to be all of us. Yeah. Before everything happened. But now we were like, let's bring fresh people in. Like these are all our friends for years and years anyway. The audience doesn't know them yet.
Yeah.
And show like how we are now, what we're going through now.
Did these
like
people
want to
be
version.
On TV?
That's where I felt like I was like very good at, is I went to every single person and like kind of persuaded them to do the show.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I feel like some people probably needed less persuasion.
Yeah. Some people were like all for it. Like, like Zach's like, let's do it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Jasmine's been in reality TV before. So she was like pretty excited. But, you know, there was times whenever I had to be like, this will be worth it. Like, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
We were like, we're going to. At the beginning, it was like, it's going to be like about family and it's going to be like, oh, we're going to be very grown
and
up.
Raising and kids.
Yeah. I honestly did not think we would have as much drama as we ended up having. Like for real, for real.
Does Jack still have the I'm the number one guy in the group energy in this?
Yeah.
But they give him shit, which is nice.
Yeah.
Like they're not like letting him have it, even though he is like an OG and whatever.
Yeah. I think I've definitely outgrown the number one. Like I feel like I am the one who actually brings the whole group together.
Yeah,
you know, and my friends will even say that
people like you more, obviously. Like people like you more.
I just think I'm always the one trying to keep everybody together.
Do you think Lala and Sheena will eventually
I would so be down if they did. They both moved to the valley recently.
Right, they moved to the valley.
Yeah,
so like do you think one day like maybe that the Valley would be a better home for them.
I mean,
like
I
the Valley, the show.
Yeah, I would be down for it.
Yeah.
You know, but right now it's like I'm glad that everybody's getting to know all these other people, too.
Right.
Because they're doing a great job.
They are doing a great job. I mean, they're showing therapies and like the inside of their life and everything. What I was wondering the most about Jax when thinking about everything that's happening, and obviously the question of like, you forgave him. How did you stay? I want, like, what I want to know is like, what do you love about him that we're missing? That we're like,
No,
I don't hate him.
No, I know.
I don't. What are we missing that is key? We know all the reasons. Like, everyone wouldn't judge you at all for leaving, right? They're like, we get it. You put up with this for so long. What is the good stuff that you love about him?
He just has always been my best friend. Like, we laugh and we have so much fun together. And this is hard to say right now because everything he does right now is driving me insane. But in the good parts of our marriage, we just like, we love to do a lot of the same things. We, you know, it was just always like so fun. He cracks me up. And I was like very, to me, like laughter and having fun together is so important in a relationship. And then once things started like dwindling and we were barely having even the laughter anymore, I was like, what am I doing? But I mean, there's more to him than that. Like, he actually has a bigger heart than a lot of people know. Like, he can be like an amazing friend. He's a great father.
Yes.
Like, he's really, really good with Cruz and he loves him so much. It just kind of gets overshadowed by all the other dumb crap he does.
In the previews, we see a pregnancy test. Were you trying for baby number two?
Yes. Yeah.
You were.
I was definitely wanting to have another baby this summer.
And him and Jax?
He was. Like, we had it all planned out. You'll see it more on the show. But like, we had it all planned out that we were going to start trying at the end of the summer. And the bar, all kinds of things happen. And, you know, I don't know how much I could say because I don't want to ruin like the story. But it was definitely... He definitely kind of like flipped a script on me a little bit, and that really upset me.
Well, people are speculating. As you know, the speculators, they fucking get onto shit really easy.
Yeah.
So people are speculating that might have been like one of the breaking points.
Yeah.
That you really wanted another
baby. I mean, he was still like down, I guess, but it was just like not happening. Like, we're not even like intimate with each other. So how are we going to have a baby?
Are you taking the pressure off yourself there? I mean, now that you're separated, like, are you like, I'm not going to worry about second baby right now.
No, I'm not going to worry about it right now. I just turned 35. I still feel like I have time.
You do.
And, you know, whether he's the dad or I'm with somebody else, who knows?
I mean, we were seeing Lala bring babies to this world.
Sperm donor. Like, hey, like if I really want to, I can.
Right.
But
don't make that be the driving force behind, you know, staying or
leaving. No, definitely not. Like that's not important to me right now. Cruz is like my main focus.
Yeah.
So
how old is he now?
He'll be 3 April 12th.
Aww.
So it's almost his birthday.
It's almost his birthday. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I know. You share him a little bit, not like a ton.
Yeah.
How do you feel about like sharing kids, like your kids on social media?
Like, I'll always like manage his accounts and stuff. Like, he's not going to have control.
Oh, there's an account. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. He's got like 200,000 followers.
Wait, that's how we found it. Didn't we find out his name before? How did we know his name?
Tom Schwartz made Moo Moos for everybody and posted it. And Cruz's had Cruisin' on it. And ours said like Mama and Dad or something. And he posted it not thanking. And people, of course,
caught it. Were you upset about that?
We were upset.
Yeah.
Because it was our first baby. Like, that stuff is like private to us. And we wanted to be the ones to be able to share it.
Yeah.
He sent me flowers and everything. He felt so bad.
I know.
He didn't even like think about it like that because he just thought he was posting like the little moo moo. And I was like, but it literally said cruising.
Dudes wouldn't understand.
Like, I know he was like in it. Like, I don't think he did it like on purpose by any means.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was a whole thing.
So you're okay with sharing Cruz on social media and like,
as long
people
as,
can be like annoying about kids too.
Yeah. People like already say stuff about Cruz because he's like has a speech delay. And I've been super open about that because I also feel like as a mom and like I've got this platform, like I want to share my experience and help other women that are going through it because I never thought I would go through something like that. You think everything's just going to be perfect. You know, so we're in speech therapy, occupational therapy. He's in school now. Like, you know.
So you share about that and what people still criticize?
people just don't, they're just like, why isn't he talking, or this or this or that,
and I'm, or they try, like, to diagnose,
yeah,
him,
they try
something.
To diagnose him from their armchairs, and that is like super annoying,
right,
because he's in everything that he should be in, and he's an amazing little kid. He's, yeah, super smart, even though he's not talking much, like, he is incredibly smart.
Yeah,
so, you know, but I just like to share those things because I know other women are going through it too.
Yeah,
something you don't expect,
right? And every kid really does develop so differently.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's good that you're, yeah, you're sharing
it's,
that.
The tough part, too, is that we all had kids together, so they're all constantly compared to each other.
Yeah.
And that could be weird.
Who else is the same age as Cruz? Are all, like,
Saucy's daughter, Hartford, Summer, Summer, Sheena's daughter, and Ocean, Lala's.
Oh, they're all fucking, yeah, the same age.
Yeah.
By all, the way, though, girls do advance,
oh, yes,
way faster than boys.
Oh,
just,
yeah,
so you know,
sure,
in general. Okay. You were in Malibu with Ariana's brother.
Yes.
There are rumors that he hasn't talked to Ariana in months. Is there anything you can say about that?
I think those rumors are true.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's really going on there. I didn't really get to talk to Ariana about it last night. She's been so busy.
Yeah.
But I think that there's something going on there, and they have like a little riff. But they're brother and sister. They'll get,
like,
back.
Like, Scandoval aside.
Yeah.
They'll not get, Scandoval,
no,
related.
No. But they'll be fine. They're family.
And regarding Ariana in that sense, like, do you sense, because you're not in Vanderpump anymore, mm-hmm, you're like you're looking from the outside.
Right.
In. Do you think that the girls can genuinely be happy for her success, or like it'll always be meddled with like jealousy? Because you're all doing the same thing. You all kind of want the same things, and she's getting it right now.
I mean, I think it's obvious there's a little bit of jealousy going on in that show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely happy for her. And I know that they're all happy for her. I think that everybody's just like, well, why is it this happening to, yeah, me? You know, type thing.
Oh my God,
thing.
I saw the meanest April Fools, you guys. That was like somebody did like a Photoshop TMZ that Sheena is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no.
I know. And I believed it for a second. And I was like, that's so mean.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, like Sheena, for instance, she's definitely happy for Ariana, but there's, you know, you can still be happy for somebody and want to do those things too.
I remember when Stassi was on the show, you know, and I remember being at like BravoCon, and people would always openly talk about like, well, Stassi's the most famous, or Stassi's like, you know, the most followed, or the, mm-hmm, I was like, how are people saying that? That would piss me off as a cast member. At the end of the day, you're an ensemble and everyone wants like, mm-hmm, to be, you know, loved and everything.
Yeah.
So that's why I also think about that. I'm like, there's no way it's just pure, like, we're just happy for her. Like, you know, there has to be a lot of jealousy involved.
I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. And Lala is the only one that kind of, you know, goes out and
says it.
Yeah. And says like, not only the good stuff, I, yeah, feel like.
Well, I know that they've also been upset because people say things behind the scenes and then don't
say
it on the on camera. So I think that's been an issue all season long for them on Vanderpump.
Love breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah. I mean, Lala's super open about it in the after show and everything. Like, she rides them.
I know. That's why, whatever. The thing that I say about Lala the most is like, even when she's wrong, like, you still love her.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she could be so wrong. She could be like hypocritical in a moment and you're like, well, you're right. Even,
yeah,
when you're wrong,
yeah,
you're right. So Katie and Stassi used to be so close with them.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of step away from the friendship a,
yep,
little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did they come back around with the separation? Did they check in on you?
Neither one of them has reached out to me.
Mm.
No. Nope.
Why would there be like beef like that between
you? There's not.
You?
There's definitely not. Like, if I see Stassi or, yeah, Katie, like, we're fine. Like, we'll talk and we'll give each other a hug and all this.
Yeah.
But like, it's not like reaching out to me or
but
anything.
But why? Like, what happened?
I have no idea. I mean, I know that we didn't go to Stassi's wedding and that was like a big deal.
Right.
But Katie, absolutely no reason why she wouldn't be talking to me. Like, we've never had an argument, never had a fight.
Do you think Katie just took, I mean, Katie is like, yeah, on this season, she's like riding for Ariana and fighting with Lala. Do you think she just, because of Stassi's wedding?
I think because of that. And I think that she doesn't like Jax either. So I think Jax was a big wedge in between me and Stassi and Katie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you all become friends again.
Oh, yeah. I still love them, especially, yeah, like, I miss Stassi a lot.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you regret not going to the wedding?
That was a huge part between me and Jax that, like, nobody knows about. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
It
like, you
bad.
Wanted to go.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't he want to go?
He's Jax.
He didn't, just on purpose, like a thing.
Like, I mean, there was other circumstances that happened. Like,
yeah,
my son's passport didn't come in time.
Right.
My mom's best friend's husband passed away, so she had to fly back anyway. There was like a lot of different things because she was coming with me to Italy. My mom was to watch the cruise.
So cruise could come.
Yeah. So there was like a lot of different things that actually happened, but Jax was like messing things up, like writing in group chats, and like Stassi and Bo were in them, and like they were finding out about it. And like, I had no
idea. Was he jealous? Like, what was going on?
I don't know. But like, I had no idea he was doing that. So then like, to them, it looks like me and Jax are planning on not coming and this and that. But like, I had no idea Jax was doing those things. So I think Jax just put a big wedge in between everybody.
Do you regret not going?
Oh, for sure.
Like,
now I was so, Cruz was so young still that I had never left him.
Like, yet. You wouldn't have left him with your mom at home and gone by yourself.
Well, because it was like 14, it was like a long, like eight to 14 days or something. Wow. I can't remember.
Yeah.
So it was like, now I know that he would have been fine and I could have went. But at that time, like, I had never left him by myself.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I can't leave him.
Yeah.
You know, but now I would be fine going because well, I know he'll be okay.
You, well, let's
you know?
Make you and Stassi become friends again if that's important to you. No, because it's stupid to not be friends over something like that, especially if like this is another situation where Jax, it's his fault.
Exactly.
It's all his fault.
Yeah.
Brittany, you're the best.
Thank you.
And I really wish you all the best.
Thank
and know
you.
That everyone supports you and wants the best for you. And you're hot and beautiful and a great person.
Thank
and you deserve somebody great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.